USA Radio News.
Pete Arredondo thanked Boulder School District Police Chief, who has been facing national scrutiny for his part in the response to the May mass shooting at Robb Elementary School, was demoted from a high-ranking position in another law enforcement department nearly a decade ago. This is all according to a report from the San Antonio Express News. Arredondo was relegated from assistant chief to commander in the Webb County Sheriff's Office in October 2014. The Webb County Sheriff Martin Kuehler stated that the reason was that Arredondo, quote, couldn't get along with people. Kuehler also said that Uvalde CISD had never called him for a reference after Arredondo applied to the department. This is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced that the Department of Justice has filed charges against four former and current Louisville police officers in connection with the death of Breonna Taylor.
The federal charges announced today allege that members of the Place-Based Investigations Unit falsified the affidavit used to obtain the search warrant of Ms. Taylor's home. Also allege that the officers responsible for falsifying the affidavit that led to the search took steps to cover up their unlawful conduct after Ms. Taylor was killed.
The charges include civil rights offenses, unlawful conspiracies, unconstitutional use of force, and obstruction offenses.
10 miners have been trapped inside a coal mine in Mexico Thursday morning as rescuers are desperately trying to dig them out. Nearly 100 soldiers, specialists, and rescue dogs continue the rescue efforts. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. mortgage rates have continued their decline, falling below 5% for the first time since April. According to a survey released by Freddie Mac, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage has fallen to an average of 4.99%. Just 1 week ago, rates were averaging around 5.30%. This is the second week in a row that mortgage rates have fallen, and it also marks the sharpest drop in the cost of borrowing money for a home since early July. Guardian caps are now mandatory for all 32 NFL teams through the second preseason game. Guardian caps are mushroom-like contraptions NFL players are wearing on their helmets during training camp. It is a safety experiment that the league hopes will lead to a reduction in head injuries. The league stated laboratory research indicates the 12-ounce Guardian caps result in at least a 10% reduction in severity of impact to a player's brain. It says that the number climbs to at least 20% if both players involved in the collision are wearing them. The league announced in February there were 187 concussions during practice and games in 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.